It's called Art Inside, Unlocking the Creativity of Incarcerated Youth. The exhibit is sponsored by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. It's part of the council's effort to push through a bill that would make it harder for judges to sentence people under age 17 to an adult prison. The council's Wendy Henderson says the exhibit includes poetry, paintings, and drawings, as well as information about each of the young offenders.
We asked the artist to put together an artist statement which describes how it feels to be incarcerated before you turned 18. We didn't know what we would get. We just put it out there, and we received some really very powerful, very thought-provoking artwork.
The council put on a similar exhibit at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Milwaukee in October, and Henderson says it's been useful in provoking a public dialogue about how to treat juvenile offenders.
The public face of many of these young people is really whatever their crime was or their delinquency was. But then they're also still young people. They still have creativity and talent and energy, and we really wanted to get that dialogue out there.
The criminal history of the artists is not part of the exhibit because the council didn't ask them for that information, but Henderson says their crimes run the gamut from assault to shoplifting. The exhibit opens in the Senate parlor today and runs through Thursday with a reception planned for Wednesday afternoon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.